Welcome to episode 378 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton. As always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Whoops.
You okay? I warned you we were starting.
I know, but you didn't.
I warned you. I said 10 seconds.
You could have just pushed it back a bit.
I could have, but we're on time around here.
Oh, yeah. Says the guy who showed up 30 minutes late 2 weeks ago.
One episode out of 378, okay. But I feel you.
Okay.
I feel you.
That still doesn't qualify as on time, so to speak.
Happy Easter, If that's your thing. It is Easter Sunday when we're recording. If you play Animal Crossing, happy Bunny Day, because they didn't want to offend anybody.
Can bunnies be offensive? I'm sure they are to somebody, right?
Yeah, bunny phobia, I'm sure, is a thing.
Those crazy bunnies and Monty Python's Holy Grail.
Yeah, bunny suits, I think a lot of times are creepy. Like a grown, like, person bunny doesn't translate as well as, like, a bunny.
Like a, like a person who dresses up. You ever see, like, some of the old ones? Like the Donnie Darko bunny?
They're creepy.
The Donnie Darko bunny is creepy.
Mm-hmm. No, Animal Crossing calls it Bunny Day instead of Easter.
Fun fact, the fear of bunnies is known as leporophobia. Leporophobia.
Yeah, leporophobia.
Leporophobia. The fear of bunnies. The fear of rabbits. Bunnies and rabbits.
Look out. How are you scared of that? Look at that.
I don't know. You ever seen Night of the Lepus?
Yeah, but that looks like the most docile creature ever that they pulled the photo of for that.
Nah, man. Bunnies are vicious. Night of the Lepus.
People keep them as pets.
No. Bugs Bunny? He's a sadistic motherfucker.
Bugs is fine.
Bugs is sadistic.
What about Roger the Rabbit?
He's just kind of a goofball. He's a little sadistic, too, but not as much as... Bugs Bunny is like the be-all, end-all of, like, asshole bunnies.
Bugs is the most popular bunny.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Probably.
Tried to make a case for any other bunny, but I don't think so.
But the Easter bunny is probably more popular than Bugs.
Yeah, probably. But the Easter bunny, you see, like, a lot of different renditions of.
Mm-hmm. There's only one Bugs?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So if you can't, those offshoots, I don't know. I don't know how you want to add it up.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't
know. Type in scary bunny.
Scary bunny. There's going to be some fucked up looking shit here.
Yeah, you see that costume, that number two costume? See, those are creepy.
Yeah, they are.
I like that one at the end of the first row. It's like a high quality. Yeah, that one.
I like that one in the middle of the second row because somebody thought that was an actual Easter bunny costume, I think. Yeah.
That looks like a wolf demon.
It looks like something.
Look at that baby. That baby's crying so hard.
Well, wouldn't you be?
Since this is audio only, it looks like a...
Like a wolf rabbit.
Yeah, it looks like a wolf rabbit. It's holding a small child. The child is crying as one would if being held by a wolf rabbit. It's not a good costume either. Like, it's not a high-quality wolf
rabbit. I feel like that's Photoshopped, because I feel like that's supposed to be Santa's beard.
I think it is Photoshopped, because I just can't see the baby. I don't know. Everything is wrong with that. He's got Santa's coat on, too.
Right, and I can't see a parent handing that child to an Easter bunny dressed like that.
Hey, back out of that real quick. There's, like, an old-timey black-and-white-looking one.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen this one before.
That one? Ooh, that one's creepy, too. Look at those bunnies.
There's two of them. Oof.
Look at that kid in the middle.
Oof.
He's a thick, huh? A little thick boy right there in the middle.
No. I don't think so. I don't think that's actually two bunnies. I think that's a mirror image.
Oh, so they made him thick is what you're saying.
Yeah. I think it's a half and half image.
Might be a little thick man right there. Barrel-chested little boy.
No, I don't think so.
I think that's one image. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Called it. Got to pay attention to the details, folks.
That's why his crotch area is funny looking. The mirror didn't line up right.
Sure. Why are you looking at the little kid's crotch, you weirdo?
I was analyzing the picture like you suggested.
Got it. Looking for the details. What's wrong
looking
with
for the
picture?
Details, and that's what I saw was wrong.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You ever get your picture with the Easter Bunny?
I'm sure I have, but... Yeah. I don't know. It was a long. If I did, it would have been a long, long time ago. Galaxy far, far away.
People don't usually get them as adults.
And I'm far enough into adulthood that it would have been a long, long time ago.
Yeah, I think the one over here that they do in the mall, I actually think there's like a thing now that they don't do over a certain age.
Oh, probably. I think they'd probably do the same thing with Santa Claus.
Yeah, I think they had to set limits because too many people were trying to get over there for the gram, you know?
Yeah.
The kids were having to wait so adults could get in there and get a picture for
There's the that Instagram. Original picture. Of the mirror image one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, he looks way more blown up in the mirror one.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a regular child right there. Do you think that was a good costume for back then?
I have no idea. I would have to ask somebody who was around back then.
Let's see if we can find somebody this episode. Do some on-site reporting.
Mm-hmm.
See what we can come up with.
We probably could, yeah.
But yeah, that's Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
It's going to be a weird Easter for a lot of people, a lot of folks.
Social distancing is still in effect, so a lot of families aren't able to get together like they usually do.
Unless your family is 9 or less, probably not getting together. So make the best of it's what I'll say. If you
My entire family is still, like, we could get together, but we don't because of, you know.
Well, yeah, you could. You could do anything, but you shouldn't.
Right.
You should take the day off, yeah.
You should take all the days off.
Yeah, if you could not see people now, you should probably do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to flatten the curve is what I keep hearing.
That's the phrase, yes. Yeah, it's the popular phrase about what we're trying to do here.
Now, I don't want to spend too much time on the 19, but is it getting better up there for you?
No.
Is New York slowing down at all?
No.
I don't watch much news because it's depressing. No. So.
I think, 2 days ago we had the most deaths in a day we've seen yet, so.
Yikes. That's why it has to be taken serious. That's why you shouldn't be doing the traditional Easter right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
You should still cook lots of food and eat like a big fatty today.
Actually, we just got a little ham steak. That's what we're doing. A little ham steak and then some mashed potatoes.
I got a ham in the smoker. I've never smoked a ham.
Oh, smoked ham is good.
So we'll see how that goes.
But it's just the two of us, so why smoke a whole ham?
Yeah.
Like, smoke we already have enough them. Leftovers. We don't need more.
Smoke them if you got them is what I always say, and I already had the ham.
Oh, got it.
So, yeah, smoking it up.
Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah, that's what the kids say.
It is. I don't know that they say it too much anymore. They used to. It used to be a pretty popular saying.
I bet it's still a thing.
Maybe and I for bet some kids.
Mostly they're talking about hams, too.
Oh.
Honey baked, spiral cut.
Yeah, maybe some spare ribs or some beef tips.
Yeah, maybe a brisket.
Mmm.
Maybe some sausage.
Smoke them if you got them.
That could be a shirt for us. Smoke them if you got them. A bunch of meats on there.
We could do that.
Yeah. If we were like a food blog, that would make sense.
Yeah, it would make perfect sense if we were a food blog. Or a food podcast, but since
or anything related to food.
But since we're us, maybe not so much. Or maybe it's actually perfect.
Yeah. It also looks like it's very much already a thing.
Well, now see, I have an idea on how to get around that, but
okay, lay it on me. If you throw it out here, we own it, so it's fine.
Instead of having the actual animals, you do the different cuts.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, because there's something gross about showing the actual animal in my mind.
You have pictures of the actual cuts, like this.
Yeah, like some sausage laying there,
some bacon. Brisket.
Yeah,
you know, a pork shoulder maybe.
Yeah, a butt maybe, a Boston butt.
Yeah, a ribeye steak. Mm-hmm. You know, you pick out some of the actual meat cuts that people know. And then it makes sense.
Yeah. They use that traditional cow with a pig on its back with a chicken on the pig's back.
Mm-hmm, that's everywhere. I've seen that everywhere.
Yeah. I personally like to not think about the animal itself that I'm consuming.
Well, personally, I don't.
You like to think about the cow as you're eating it?
No, I just eat the food as I eat it.
Yeah, that's me too. I don't think about it.
I'm not concerned about it. Like, I'm like, this is good meat. I don't think about the ins and outs of where it came from. The important thing is that it's providing me deliciousness and sustenance.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, that shirt says smoke them if you got them, and it's got the pictures of the cow. Like, you wouldn't go buy, or you wouldn't feel as good about buying ground beef if it had the photo of the cow that it came from on there. That'd be a little fucked up.
I've smoked a whole pig before.
Yeah.
Granted, I didn't raise the pig and all that, but when you get it, it looks like a pig.
Yeah. How much harder would that be for you if you raised it, though?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't do it, man.
I think it would depend on if you went into it from the beginning.
And got that thing as a piglet?
Knowing that it's going to be not a pet. You can't treat it like a pet. You'd have to
treat it. Bottle fed that thing. You loved it. You nurtured it.
And then you turned it into bacon.
Yeah, there are people in this world stronger than I am.
Okay.
That's what I'll say.
Fair enough.
Because I just don't have it in me. But yeah.
Well, you have smoke chickens. Aren't you going to?
No, sir. I'm going to have those chickens till they stop laying eggs, and I'm going to post on Craigslist for somebody to come get them.
Oh.
And I'm going to assume they take those chickens off to some happy chicken retirement home where they live forever.
Okay.
Yeah. I could eat the chickens if somebody, like, prepared them, I think, but I couldn't just grab it and, you know,
snap his neck.
I just don't have it in me, yeah.
Okay.
Just don't. Not wired for it.
Okay. That's perfectly acceptable.
And I hate when people are like, what would you do if zombies happen? I'm like, I don't know. Like, maybe I could kill it if I had.
Well, how did you get the zombies from chickens?
Because they're like, you can't provide for yourself. That's where people always go to that extreme.
Oh, like if there was zombies, then you still wouldn't be able to kill a chicken? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but I'm like, that would be a situation where it would be way more important.
And it's much more, it'd be much more situational than where we're at right now. Because
I could just go to the store right now and get some.
Because I hate the what ifs. Because, I mean, you can throw what ifs out all day, but here I am in the now, living this if. So that's the only if I'm worried about.
But, I don't plan on eating the chickens that have provided sweet eggs. They lay for 5 years or so, four to 5 years. So my chickens are just a year old.
Then you're going to sell them off some chicken farm?
I'm going to give them away to somebody who'll just take the chickens.
Mm.
I don't think I need cash for them.
Mm. Fair enough.
That's my plan. But, you know, after you have something for 5 years, I don't know how easy it is just to be like, off to chicken paradise, little buddy. You know, we'll see. Maybe I'll just have pet chickens that don't lay eggs.
Okay.
See, I don't have
you wouldn't be the first.
I don't have them loose in the yard because I have a lot of hawks and stuff around here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate the idea of when they retire, just letting them frolic in the yard and get
and
all
whatever
the
happens
bugs.
Happens.
Right, circle of life.
Okay.
I don't hate that idea either.
That's fair.
I also don't want to create a breeding like a hunting ground for hawks though, because I have dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to get confused from above and swoop down and scoop a dog.
I could see that.
I've got one dog, I think, that couldn't be picked up, but the hawk could hit its talons on it trying to scoop it up.
Mm-hmm. But you think it'd be a little too heavy?
Yeah.
For the hawk to take away?
Yeah, but I think the hawk would come down and try.
Mm.
Hawks are ruthless.
They are. They are.
They're majestic, and they're beautiful, and they're ruthless. If you're a chicken and you're looking at a hawk, you're like, man, we got fucked.
Or a duck.
Yeah. We got the short end. Chickens can't even fly.
Yes, they can. They just can't fly for long distances.
They flap. They flutter.
But they can fly.
They're like Yoshi kicking his legs over a hole.
Okay. That's fair.
But you look at a hawk or an eagle or something and you're a chicken, you're like, really? That's some bullshit. You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's with every species, though.
I guess. But
I mean,
man.
Can you imagine being one of those hairless Egyptian cats and looking at a tiger and being like, what the fuck, man?
At least they're sort of agile still.
I guess, but what if you're a mole and you're looking at an armadillo and you're like,
what if you're a mole? You're not looking at anything. So you super got shafted as a mole. Moles are strange creatures. You ever see a mole that makes it on top of the ground?
That what?
That like is just out, not in the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're fucked once they get out of the ground.
Well, yeah. Cause they use their nose, I think, for everything.
Yeah. Can't see. Gerald's got a chicken coop pulled up here. I don't love the... I like the design, okay. I don't love the rocks to deter the predators. Is that
you
a...
don't?
Mm-mm. That's a really tiny pipe to fill that bucket, too.
Huh. Interesting.
I don't know if that's water or feed, but yeah.
Looks like water.
Yeah, it's water. There's the nips. My favorite part of the chickens is not the chickens themselves. It is like the problem solving, the figuring out the watering and the food. And
I hate problem solving.
Well, see, I find that interesting because if you screw it up, you're like, it's just for the chickens. Like, wow. No one's coming in inspecting. You know what I'm saying? Like, for some reason, it's acceptable with chickens. If it just works, it doesn't have to look pretty.
Oh, I got it. I got you what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, so the function
is all
that matters.
I thought you were just like, yeah, fuck it. If it doesn't work, fuck it. It's just the chickens.
No. Like, the function is all that matters. You're like, it ain't pretty, but it works.
Right.
It's just for the chickens. It's fine. So this guy, the Carolina Coop, shout out to that guy. That's the coops that I would, if I was going to buy a coop, I would have them come put one up. They make awesome coops. He does really strange YouTube videos, too.
Why can't you make one?
Mostly ability, skill.
That's just some nails, right? Cut some boards, put some nails in.
No, to make a coop, yeah, but to make a magnificent coop like he creates, no.
Oh.
There's some care that goes into that and some planning. And some, again, skill set that I don't have.
Fair enough.
But I could, you know, I could make something. I just couldn't make that. He's got that little Dutch door, too.
That's pretty sweet, yeah.
Yeah, you open it from the top so you can throw your scraps in. This dude's thought of everything. That's not his big coops. He makes crazy coops.
Well,
people spend like $30,000, $40,000 on coops.
Well, that's completely unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Completely unnecessary.
This is Chicken Chat with Dan and Ryan.
Chicken Chat.
New show. We can do the smoked meat then.
Then we could talk about smoked meat, yes.
Or you're plucking crazy with a feather without, you know, birds with a stack of feathers beside it. Shirt idea number two.
You're plucking crazy.
Just spitballing some stuff.
Well, that'd be a good food truck name, too.
Yeah, yeah. Plucking crazy would be a great food truck name if you were under chickens.
If you did just chicken stuff.
Yeah. I want a hot dog place called Between the Buns.
I know.
It's my dream.
When I was still living down there, I still have the little composition book of where we were spitballing ideas.
Yep.
Our whiteboard.
I still think about having a food truck often.
I went through it the other day. I was going through my room just seeing, like, what is this? You know, going through stuff. And I was like, what is this? Yep. Why does this composition book look like it's never been used? I pulled up and I was like, oh.
Gerald pulled up, but there's actually a bunch of restaurants and food trucks already named Between the Buns. For anybody that's curious, I've looked at it before because I went through a phase where I was like, I'll just scoop up the name and hold on to it.
There you go. But what about Buns of Fun?
Buns of Fun may be available. As long as I can have something that's a little bit sexy.
And a little bit of humor.
Yeah, a little bit of humor. And then I can serve a naked dog when it's plain, then I'm good.
No, nope, there's just a fun bun. Or fun in a bun or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Fun on a bun.
Fun on a bun. I don't like that at all. The mouth doesn't like it. Fun on a bun. Nah.
Fun on a bun, no. But buns of fun.
Buns of fun isn't bad. It's a play on tons of fun. It's also a play on hot dogs.
Right.
Buns of fun.
Right. We could do that. We talked about it.
Yeah, let us slide our dogs in your buns. That's what we're here for.
Got a little bit of sex appeal going on.
Yeah, that's what I think. Sex sells. Hot dogs, let's face it, too. Hot dogs shaped like dicks. And we're all thinking it. We just say
they're right? They definitely have a phallic look to them.
Yeah. So I say we embrace it.
That's right. You just wrap that in.
Yeah. You get a dick dog.
Probably don't call it that, but...
One plain dick dog. I also like the idea of making house-made condiments.
Oh, you know what you could? Yeah, I've done that before. You know what you could do, though?
Go ahead.
If you really wanted to push the boundaries, you could name each of your hot dog dishes after different slang terms for the dick.
For dick.
So you could have the dick. You could have the morning wood. You could have.
Yeah, that may be too on the nose. You can't be like the throbbing stiffy dog with bacon. I don't think you can use that.
You know, the ankle spanker. You know.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I think you play on the name so you can sell T-shirts. But I don't think you go full on with the erection dog. I think it's too much.
Erection isn't a slang term for a penis. It'd have to be all slang terms.
Yeah, I don't think you want to do that. Those hot dogs look fantastic because I skipped breakfast this morning. what I was going to say about the condiments, I think you make all your house-made condiments, but then ketchup, you just give out packets because I don't believe ketchup belongs in a dog, but you still have to have it. No, so I wouldn't make my own ketchup, but I would make everything.
You can make homemade ketchup, too, and you can actually make it pretty good.
Yeah, but I wouldn't make it out of principle.
Oh, I would.
I would give it a packet because I want you to understand it shouldn't go on there, but we have it.
No, I disagree. I think anything you want to go on your hot dog can go on your hot dog.
Yeah, you can put it on there, but traditionally it doesn't belong, so I'm just going to give you a packet of the ketchup.
Well, it depends on where you're from. Like Chicago says no.
No.
Chicago also has their deep dish pizza.
Yeah.
But in New York, it's ketchup and mustard.
Yeah, you guys do the little zigzag pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Like a DNA strand of ketchup and mustard.
Right. And they like cross over each other, so it creates like a
yeah,
it's
pattern. Like Jurassic Park DNA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The most important thing is that you are using an all beef hot dog.
Yes, that is the most important thing.
You want a good hot dog. People will go all out with toppings, but then they use a shitty dog.
Right.
And it's noticeable.
And I understand that there's a place for them, but you don't want to be pulling out like a ballparks or a.
No, but when you go to a ballpark, you should get a shitty hot dog.
Yes, agreed.
That's expected there.
And, it should cost you $8.50.
Yeah, and it should come in tinfoil, and you should be like, this hot dog kind of sucks. Mm-hmm. And you should go get another.
Yes.
Because that's what you do. But if you're making hot dogs, like if you have people over for hot dogs and you're right, you whip out a pack of the fucking ballpark plump Franks. You're an asshole.
Yeah. Nope. Zweigels is all that's in my house.
You're an asshole. I like a Hebrew National. I like Nathan's.
Nathan's are okay.
I really like Hebrew National. I think they have a good dog.
You should get yourself a good Zweigels dog.
And not to shit on ballpark, they make an all beef dog.
Yeah, it is, but it's still a ballpark.
Still not as good, yeah. Oscar Mayer, they make an all
beef
too.
Gerald, type in Zweigels.
Spell that right.
Z-W-E-I. There it is, Weigel's Hot Dogs.
We don't have that available here.
No, you don't.
You can't buy those here. Those look like...
But you can also buy them in pork.
They look like brats.
They're not brats. It's an all-beef hot dog.
Are they fatties, though?
It just has... Yes.
Yeah, they look like...
It has a skin on it. That's how you know it's done, when the skin pops open.
Now, this is a me thing, but I also think the bun to hot dog ratio is important, too. I can't stand a short dog in a big bun or other way around.
Nope, I want it to fit perfectly. Yep. I agree with that, and these do.
Yeah. The Vienna is a popular brand. See that one foot log that's in a regular thing?
Uh-huh.
That's disgusting looking.
Yes.
I love both of those things. I hate them together. I'm also a big fan of the poppy seed bun. Chicago style hot dogs.
I don't like. I'm not a huge fan of the poppy seed bun. But I do like a good homemade, like almost a sub sandwich style bun.
Mm-hmm.
Which are available here in a number of places.
Corey's in Nashville, Corey's Doghouse does, I think they use New England style bread. It's almost like a fat ass piece of like Texas toast cut down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And dipped in butter and fried. And it's some sort of fantastic. Yeah, there it is. See that?
Yep.
That's some sort of precious when you put that in your mouth. You forget about the coronavirus if you're eating one of those. You forget about everything.
Mm. Yeah, that does look good. It almost looks like French toast.
Yeah, it's sort of like that. It doesn't taste like it, but the texture is sort of like that. Pull up
is that mac and cheese on that?
Yeah, pull up Corey's nice. Doghouse menu. Nice. You may have to go to their website. So what they do is they have one for each state, for each region.
Mm.
So it's kind of neat because you can get the New York dog,
yeah,
or the Chicago dog, or, you know, not every state has one, but most of them, I think. Can we see a menu? Everybody can calm down. The news sucks this week, so it's fine. We'll get there. See, so you have the East, the Midwest,
the New York. See, none of those are right, though.
Deli mustard and sauerkraut's what he puts on that New York.
That's not right.
Onion sauce, deli mustard.
Well, I guess you could. I guess maybe if you're in maybe New York City, but not around here.
Keep going. They get crazy. Mm. Like there's some with like
Memphis.
So
bacon grill,
Georgia's onion, really good. Yeah. The pimento cheese and coleslaw.
Oh, had that one. I hate really pimento good. Cheese.
There's one with cream cheese that's surprisingly good.
Oh, I bet you that could be good. Yeah.
West Texas.
Chili, Arizona. Bacon, and barbecue sauce. Yeah.
Good Seattle. Stuff. Sauerkraut, onions, and cream cheese.
Hmm. Oh, because that's where bagels are?
Yeah.
Bagels and coffee shops are big there?
You can, in Hawaii, the Hawaii dog, you can get the mango relish, pineapple mango relish on there.
Hmm.
Tijuana, that's the one I got. Last
jalapenos,
time I
went. Jalapenos, sport peppers, onions, and hot sauce?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm, that sounds tasty.
It was a spicy dog.
That's a spicy dog.
That place is great. I think they have two locations here. Shout out to them. If you're in the Nashville area and the world's not ending, you should go. Don't go now, though. They have a wall of wieners. See, they get it.
A wall of wieners.
Yeah, see, they get it.
Uh-huh.
I have a shirt from them.
So there's one in Mount Juliet and one right in downtown Nashville?
Yeah, I've only been to the downtown Nashville one, but I have a shirt that says it says something real silly like Wiener Inspector or something.
Ah,
because they're like a sexy hot dog. Who doesn't
love a sexy hot dog? Yeah,
hot dogs are smart too. This is why we were going to do the food truck, because your base is the same. It's a bun and a dog for everything, and then you're just adding on the topping.
Right, right, right.
It's a smart play.
It's definitely the smart way to go.
Mm-hmm. So shout out to them.
Even if you end up getting like three different kinds of hot dogs, it's essentially the same.
Yep.
And they get cooked the same.
Yep. Now, traditionally, most hot dogs boiled. I'm not a huge fan of boiled hot dogs.
I'm not either.
So I want to throw that out there.
I generally do them in a frying pan if I'm doing them in the house.
Sure, if I had a truck, I would throw them on a griddle. Same idea.
Yeah, but
also there's something to be said for a fried dog too. It's different
for a fried dog.
Yeah, just drop it right in the grease, right in the oil.
I've never had that, but I don't have a fryer, so
it's the snap. It pops when you that skin. Oh, it's spectacular.
Hmm.
If this is your first time joining us, sometimes we do this up front, sometimes we don't. Whatever.
We usually do.
Yeah. Those are all crazy. I'm just talking about just the dog itself fried, not the bun and not coated with anything. That one's turned into an octopi. Yeah, there you go. Hmm. That one's split open, though, in a manner that makes me uncomfortable.
That one's been cut. Now, I have been known to in the past, like, because when I grew up not poor, I guess, was the best way I can. Probably the best way to put it. I grew up kind of poor.
You grew up poor or not poor?
Poor.
Okay. I got confused right there.
I didn't grow up poor, but there was a period of time where...
There's a part of your life where you guys weren't bathing in money.
Yeah. Which is still true to this day. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But I did grow up when I was very young. I grew up poor. And I remember what my mom used to do is she used to... And that reminded me of it. Is she used to get the hot dogs... And, you know, cook them like you would. But, like, if we didn't have buns or something like that, you know, because bread's cheaper than a hot dog bun.
Right.
So what we would actually have to do is she would actually split them, cut them down the middle lengthwise, and then cut them in half, and we'd have to eat them on bread.
I don't hate a hot dog on bread. I think there's something to be said for that too. It's a different vibe.
It is, but I was never a big fan of it just because, you know, I like ketchup and mustard and I like, you know, different stuff on it. And you can't do that with bread because then it makes the bread all soggy and just, you know, leaks through. Yes, just like that.
That dog is a little overcooked.
That's way overcooked. Not exactly like that, too. But you get the idea.
So there is something. Sometimes I'll split a dog prior to frying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just get some butter heated up in that pan, and I'll throw that dog down in that hot butter.
Yeah.
And let it just soak up in there.
Yep.
There's lots of ways to cook a dog. And the only wrong way is the way that Producer Gerald does it. So.
Which is how's that?
You can go back and find that on a different episode. We've talked about it before.
Have we?
I don't know if he still does it that way. Yeah, he had a process that was too much.
I don't remember what it was.
He boils them.
Oh.
And if I remember right, he dips his like cheese down in the hot dog water. Is that right?
Ugh.
And then he puts like the mustard in the and ketchup or the ketchup in the microwave and lets it get hot. There's everything. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you said that. There's everything wrong with the way that Gerald eats a hot dog.
I'm puking in my mouth right now.
Every time he tells me, I'm like, nope.
The cheese. You put the cheese in the what?
In the water the hot dog boiled in.
What kind of cheese do you put in that?
Like a Kraft single.
What the fuck?
See?
What does it? What happens? What happens if you do that?
It gets pliable.
That's not a hot dog. That's a fucking science experiment.
I wish you guys could hear Producer Gerald. Oh man, crying. He's laughing so hard right now. Yeah, first time he walked me through the process, I was like, "Start over."
Yeah,
I think
it's all wrong. It's all wrong.
Yeah, I remember the picture.
I don't remember the picture.
You may not be a part of that conversation, but I just couldn't wrap my head around it.
Good. It sounds better that I'm not part of that conversation. Oof. Wow.
Yeah, but anyways, every way that you eat a hot dog besides that out there is fine.
That's like every step he's doing wrong, essentially. Every single step from beginning to end.
People like
including
hot
the eating
dogs,
it part.
You for sure lost me when you dipped the cheese in the hot dog water. For sure lost me there. Wet cheese is gross. I just want to say that. I mean, we're lucky enough we live in a country where you can do shit like that, you know?
Yeah, I know. You need to start practicing your freedoms a little more, Producer Gerald. Holy cow. Wow.
If this is your first time joining, welcome. This is episode 3, whatever, and 378, and we're going to talk about some actual game stuff here. You're welcome.
In a moment.
Yeah. If you want the new episode, we post every Monday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on services around the world. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch and do so. We know times are tough for a lot of people. If you can't support us, that's absolutely fine. Tell all your friends and family who are cooped up at home about us, and maybe they can enjoy these sweet, sweet hot dog recipes. Maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll get Producer Gerald to tweet out instructions on how to create the perfect hot dog. And we'll let you guys follow that instructions and
yeah.
Send pictures in.
I think that's a good idea. I think that's an excellent idea.
Remember, it's for science. So
yeah, it sure is.
Make one the normal way or the way you typically do, and then make one the way Producer Gerald makes one, and just try them. Maybe he's on to something. Did you grow up eating them that way, Gerald? It's comfort food. He grew up with them.
It is comfort food. That doesn't sound comfortable.
It's a different comfort. So did her parents make them that way? Oh, this is like a family tradition. Yeah, look at that. My family doesn't have any traditions, like food-wise.
No, mine does.
We don't have any weird shit like that we do.
Every Christmas, we used to. We don't because we're all scattered now, but every Christmas we used to have a Christmas party, and we would make Polish sausage, like from scratch.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we don't do anything like that. I've long wanted to make my own sausage or hot dogs or whatever.
And actually, I have a lot of family that lives in Arkansas, and they still do it, only now it's more friends than family.
Family, yeah.
But they all get together. It's like 20, 25 people, and they...
Do they call it a sausage party? Because they should.
They call it a Polish sausage party.
I drop that Polish off the front and get some... Save the dates out. Those will be fun.
It's always a good time. You sit around and get drunk and make... Homemade sausage. And
yeah.
Then you split it up amongst everybody and take it home with you.
It's pretty cool. If you ever seen anybody who's good at making sausage, make sausage, it's a pretty neat process.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done it, but I've watched a lot of it. I want to make my own sausage. I want to make my own cheese.
Yeah, like we do it. As a matter of fact, they still do it old school, where they still have a hand grinder with it to grind up the... So, yeah.
It's pretty neat
and it's delicious.
There's not much news, but there's a couple big stories. None bigger in my mind than PlayStation just randomly dropped a image of the PlayStation 5 controller.
Yes, they did, out of nowhere.
It's not called the DualShock, as people would assume that would be called.
It is not. It's called the DualSense.
That sounds like a... DualSense sounds like a... two-for-one lubricant situation.
A dual sense?
Maybe. Yeah, like a dual sense. Maybe. Like you're both going to sense
it. Like it's hot and cold?
Yeah. Now you're getting it. KY dual sense. I love the name. The other striking thing for me, and we'll go through some of these features in a second, but just, I mean, as soon as you see it, you're like, oh, that's shaped different.
It is shaped different.
The form factor is different.
It's almost... got more of an Xbox controller vibe.
Yeah. Here's what I'll say. Its curves are a little more sexy than they used to be.
Yeah. Without a doubt. You know what? That picture looks like Mass Effect Mass Effect Andromeda. That's what that's the first thing I thought of when I saw that.
This picture that Gerald's pulled up is brilliant.
Oh,
it's an Xbox shirt with a tank. On like the tank under tanks, under tank tops.
Xbox controller and a tank top
is basically this DualSense. It is so. Let's just go through the most striking things. So, like I said, the form factor, it's a little thicker looking from the picture. They didn't show any exact measurements. There's no hands holding it in the picture. It's just a picture of the controller. According to Sony, the angle of the hand triggers and the grips have been updated to make room for some new features, like the adaptive triggers. So first things is it's the form factor is different. The second thing is this is a two-tone controller and the one that they put out.
Yes, it's got a very Wall-E vibe. Or
like you were saying, a lot of people are saying Mass Effect. Lot of that. I'm seeing a lot of people say, what's the other thing? I've already forgotten. There's a lot of Mass Effect, a lot of other things people are comparing it to. Detroit Become Human. It looks like something that came out of that game. I'm hearing a lot of that.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like yeah, when they're making
Stormtrooper helmet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, what's that little? Is that? Oh, yeah. They're comparing it to everything.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's black and white. One thing that stood out to me is the buttons no longer have the colors on them.
No, they don't. They are just a plain color.
Pull up that side profile right there, Gerald, where you can see that USB-C on the back. That one. The buttons, look how thin the buttons look, too. They don't look like they stick up as much.
Yeah. I don't, and that might have to do with the haptic feedback and the adaptive controllers and all that.
Who knows?
Because you may not need as much room because you're creating tension as you push them down, which is what that means. You know, it feels like it gets harder to push it down. Not incredibly hard. But, you know, you feel a little bit of pressure if you're pulling back a bowstring or something like that. So they may not need as much room to on top. They needed more to do all that inside. I don't know. I don't design controllers. I'm just making haphazard guesses here.
Just making assumptions based off of two pictures they put out.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
So it's two-tone in design. It has a different form factor. The light bar has been replaced on the top, and now looks like it runs kind of down and around, maybe, the touchpad.
Yeah, almost like down, like around where your touchpad was on either side.
Mm-hmm.
And it may go into the bottom. I don't know. It's not real clear to tell in the picture.
It does have haptic feedback and adaptive triggers, which you were just talking about. It is a built-in rechargeable battery that will now charge with USB-C.
Nice.
A new feature that people are freaking out about is it has a built-in microphone. And Sony said, look, if you want to jump into your to a chat and ask everybody how they were doing this weekend, how their mama and them is, and then jump out, it's perfect for that. If you're going to play games with people, you should still very much use a headset.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that people are freaking out maybe for no reason right there.
I do too. And the thing is it does give people the chance to chat online without having to go out and spend money on a headset. You know,
I'm seeing a ton of people that are like, great, now I'm going to hear everybody's music. I'm like, I mean, the PlayStation camera already does that.
Right.
That's why you just mute everybody.
I'm sure you can turn that feature on and off somehow.
I'm sure. Also, if you see the PlayStation home button is now like a PlayStation logo.
Yes.
Instead of a round button. And right underneath that little button there is actually the mic mute for the built-in microphone. Still has the audio jack. The share button has been replaced with a create button, which will do the same thing. I'm sure it'll be new features, but same ideas.
It'll be interesting to see why they called it create. That'll be interesting to see what they utilize for that.
Yeah. Sony says,
Once
again, we are pioneering new ways for players to create epic gameplay content and share with the world or just enjoy themselves. More details closer to launch. There's also nothing written on the controller. So if you look, the options have been replaced with that little pancake, stack of pancakes looking icon.
Mm-hmm.
And the options looks like a, like almost like a surprise thing.
Right.
Like a lights on, like blah. That's what that looks like for me. So you got pancakes and blah.
It's three small lines that like registered. Like if you ever watch the old Peanuts cartoons when they're surprised.
Yeah.
Then it's got the three lines above their head. Yeah, it's blah, I guess is what rhymes.
But you can now, I mean, these controllers.
See, when you say that, it makes me think you had an idea.
Yeah, you could use that for an idea. Put that above my head.
And then you can create it, hence the name of the button.
Yeah, see what you did there?
Uh-huh.
But I these sure controllers, because I believe if you look at the controllers now, they actually say like option or whatever it is on there.
Yes.
They don't have, these are region free. They can make these for everywhere. No need to change language. I don't know if they did before, but it does give you that option to mass produce these on a different level. I don't know. Do you have your PS4 controller handy?
Me? I think I got one right here.
Does it have English on it?
Yeah, it says share and options.
Yeah. I'm not sure if.
And then down at the bottom, it's got EXT for the extension cable, I guess. And then a spot for the headphones.
Gerald, pull up a Japanese DualShock 4. I want to see if they have English on those as well. Because this could be a play to replace it with icons just so they can make one controller.
Yeah, could be.
Let's see if that's maybe the thing. Anyways, to get back to this controller, it's just a different controller. It is, to me, the biggest update they've made in controllers in years.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
And, speaking to that, Jim Ryan, who is the man now, he said, DualSense makes the most radical departure from our previous controller offerings and captures just how strongly we feel about making a generational leap with PS5. The new controller, along with many innovative features in PS5, will be transformative for games, continuing our mission at PlayStation to push the boundaries of play now and in the future. I want to truly thank you for sharing this exciting journey with us as we head towards the PS5's launch in holiday of 2020. We look forward to sharing more information about the PS5, including the console design in coming months.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
I don't know how they still think this thing's on track for holiday 2020, but
I don't know. They seem hell-bent on it, though. Were you able to get a close-up to see if it still says options?
I wasn't able to see anything. But
I can't see.
So, Ryan, in the past, you've been a huge champion of the DualShock controller. It's probably been your favorite controller. What's your take on the new one?
I'm a little nervous. I think, obviously, things needed to change. I think a lot of people were hopeful that the trackpad would be gone. It is not. I don't mind the trackpad. I know a lot of people are like, it's just a big map button. That's fine.
Yeah, it works for me. I mean,
yeah, I don't have a problem with it. The light bar doesn't bother me the way it bothered other people. I'm a little concerned with the design change. I'm very comfortable with a PlayStation controller with a DualShock in my hand. I guess the one saving grace for me is it looks like a Pro controller. It looks like an Xbox controller. I don't think it's going to feel that different. It looks like a Stadia controller. I don't think it's going to feel that different. They just took the DualShock and made it sexy. A little more sexy. To me, what it looks like.
I was just curious because I know you absolutely adore your DualShocks. So I was just curious how you felt about it. If you're like, oh, no, I'm getting nervous.
No, I mean, I'm nervous, but I think they just, all things must change. I know that. You know, they've been using that same controller silhouette for years.
I don't think it's a radical enough change that it's going to affect the comfort factor of it.
You know, my needs for a controller, my wants have changed. Like, I like a hefty controller. I used to want a light controller. You know, now I like a hefty. I like a
Now
a
you
want to
feel
boy.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the Pro controller. It's got a really great weight to it. I think all the controllers right now have a pretty good weight. I think PlayStation is the lightest controller. I think it could be a little heavier.
Yeah. I do agree with that. I think it's still going to be comfortable in your hand, even with the changes they've made to it. So, I'll tell you one thing that does concern me. The only thing I'm concerned about is the grips. On the end, it almost seems like they're too thin now.
It'll be interesting, yeah.
You know, too thin and too long.
They're a little
boomerang
more pointy.
Style. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't like that in my controllers. I like, you know, it's probably a little bit of overkill, but the original hamburger Xbox controller, that thing, you know, you felt that in your hands. You knew it was there.
You like a Dreamcast controller. I get it.
I just don't like when they get too boomerangy on either end, too thin, not round enough for me. I get a little nervous about that.
A lot of people are freaking out about the white. It'll come in a million different colors.
At some point, yeah. It might start out at white, but...
Who cares?
Yeah.
Now, here's the question I have. Is that console going to be white?
That's what I'm waiting to find out.
I kind of bet it is. I think that controller looks weird next to a black box.
I bet it's going to be some version of the black and white, possibly with some blue for the lights.
You think people are shitting the bed now? Wait till they show off a white console and that's all you can get.
I love it.
People will really be feeling some sort of way.
Sony's fucking trolling.
So if
you
take that
white, because it's going to piss everybody off.
If you took that same controller and you made it black and black, not two-tone, I don't know that you would really, it wouldn't look like as much of a radical departure.
No, it wouldn't stick out.
Now, somebody has mocked up a PS4. That's pretty sexy.
Now, here's one of the things I think you will see. If any of you who have seen the picture of it, and like Brian Prusadrell, I know you guys have, but I do think one thing you'll see is when they come up with some of these different colors, I think that black gray is kind of going to be the mainstay color of that.
Yeah,
and
could be.
The part that's white now is where you're going to see your color variations. I do think that.
It might make sense. A lot of people are still saying it's going to look like that V-shaped thing that the devs have. That thing.
I don't know. That just doesn't scream Sony to me.
That looks like a piece. That looks like a projector. Yeah. That image.
Yeah, it doesn't look like... That's not it. It's not going to look like that.
The dev kits kind of look like that.
The dev kits can look like that. The dev kits can look like whatever the fuck you want them to because it's about the insides.
What if it looks like that? Are you going to be okay with it?
My mind will be blown. Yeah, I'll be okay
you think
with it.
That center section, you think you can put a...
I don't care what my set what it looks like.
You
could
set
care
a controller in that center
do.
Section where the fans are.
Yeah.
You could hold a controller.
It could. You probably don't want to put one there because it's blowing
well, not when it's
hot
on.
Air out.
Not when it's on. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. That just doesn't scream Sony to me.
Here's what I know. No matter what it looks like, people are going to hate it and people are going to compare it to other things.
Oh, yeah.
Just like Microsoft, everybody's like, it looks like a refrigerator.
And everybody that hates it is probably going to buy it.
Yeah. So then Microsoft showed an extra refrigerator for scale because they can enjoy a good laugh.
Good for them.
Yeah, it's fine. Here's what I know. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's all going to work out in the end.
It's still a rechargeable battery, which is great. It uses USB-C, which is great.
Right. The only problem is all those micros.
Yeah. Here's somebody USBs. That's mocked up versions exactly what you're talking about, keeping the black base.
Keeping the black. With that. And I think that's probably what they'll see.
That light purple down at the bottom is looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what I'm thinking, though. Those are going to be way down the road.
Oh, yeah, those. You won't see those anytime soon.
You're going to come out with probably just this black and white model.
Yeah.
No, I don't hate it. I don't know.
No, I don't either.
Like you said, it's not a huge departure.
I worried a little bit about those handles, those grip handles, but not enough to say, oh, well, I'm out. You know, yeah. So.
See, there's a side-by-side where it's half and half, like face-off. Mm-hmm. Nick Cage and John Travolta. They're definitely pointier at the bottom.
Yeah.
It's elongated, though, which may help.
Right.
Or the guy just didn't get his picture zoomed right. It looks elongated, though.
Could be.
Just a little more sexy. Let us know what you think at @game_stitch on Twitter of the DualSense, which I don't like the name.
You wish it was just DualShock 5?
I don't know. I get why they didn't call it that.
Do you care about the name really at the end of the day?
I mean, I'm going to call it my controller. I'm not going to be like, I'm not like, where's my DualShock now?
Right.
Like a psychopath. So I'm not going to be in the living room shouting about a DualSense.
I don't know anyone who does that. So it's just
my
the controller.
KY DualSense. Where's my DualSense at?
Where's my PlayStation controller?
I need the hot first and the cool later. Where's my DualSense? I will say, so producer Gerald found up a mocked up version of it in all black. It looks a lot more like an Xbox controller.
Yeah, it does.
With parallel sticks.
I think I kind of like it. I think the white looks good.
I like that sexy white.
I think the white does give it a...
Going to be hard to eat the Cheetos while you play.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Don't spill any code red on it, or it's, you'll have
all
a red
stereotypical
controller.
Stereotypical motherfuckers out there. Yeah. Don't get Dorito dust on their assholes. We'll move on to the next story, which would have been the biggest story and probably is why we're looking at the controller. But Sony has delayed The Last of Us 2 indefinitely. Not a cause for panic, I don't believe, but I think there's a lot of different things going on here. But Sony said in a tweet, the global crisis caused by coronavirus is preventing us from providing the launch experience our players deserve. Naughty Dog issued its own tweet saying the studio was in final stretches of development and there are logistical issues that prevent us from ensuring the best experience, including a simultaneous global launch. We are bummed out about this decision, but ultimately understood it is what's best and fair for our players. We're hoping this won't be a long delay and we'll update you as soon as we have information to share. You know, I think there's a couple things going on here. Obviously, a global launch may be hard at this point.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Also, it's a game about a virus. which would be slightly hard to market right now.
Which causes some apocalyptic scenarios. One in particular, I should say. One which launches an apocalyptic scenario, which is probably not an image that Naughty Dog or Sony wants people to have in their heads right now.
I don't know if you want to sandwich a commercial about Uncharted between a Kroger ad about giving back to the community and Toyota saying they're not going to charge car payments until all this calms down. Like, I just don't know if it's a good fit right now.
I think you said Uncharted. You meant Last of Us, right?
Yeah. No, I meant Uncharted. Of course I meant Last of Us.
I think you said Uncharted.
Maybe, but of course I meant Last of Us.
Because the video, I think you were watching that video.
But, you know, I just don't think it's a good feel. I don't think the optics are good to market it right now. But I also think probably the global launch is complicated right now. So yeah, I think it's probably both things.
Yeah, I think it's probably both of those things too. Obviously, you know, right now is not the time to have that optics of a apocalyptic wasteland. Okay. And like you said, he's launching it globally day and date is just, it's a logistical impossibility right now at this point where we currently are.
Yeah, so you're seeing other games struggle with that. They're coming out digitally early in some places cause they can't get physical out. And...
Right. Now I will say, I mean, indefinitely, I think means indefinitely.
Yeah, I think they don't know when they can put this game out.
And I think that has to do more with the optics than, you know, there's some baselines that they could give on, I guess, you know, the country reopening or whatever, you know, stand in place orders coming down.
I just don't think they want to date it and miss the date again.
Right, right. They don't want to do that again. But there's no telling, even if those stay-in-place orders do go away, there's no telling what's going to happen after that. We just don't know.
And I'll tell you, if you want to read between the lines a little bit, Naughty Dog's saying that they're finishing up development. This game should have, I mean, it needs to be done and going gold if it was going to come out on time anyways.
Right.
So this is probably something Sony's known for a while.
At least for a month or so, which allowed Naughty Dog to step off and not have to crack down.
You should get a great game whenever it comes out.
Yeah.
Here's what I know. It's probably excellent, and they've poured a ton of money into it. It will come out. I don't think this is shelved forever.
No.
But it's bad timing. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, and I don't think they can give a timeline right now because we just don't have enough information about any of this. Yeah.
And to go back to the first story, this is why you got to see the DualSense.
Right.
Because they said this, and then they put out a picture of the controller.
Yep.
That's not an accident. It's like when you move your feet and you punch somebody in the throat. The moving the feet was the canceling of the...
Yep.
Or the distraction. The controller was the distraction of the throat punch that Last of Us not coming out. So... It's going to happen to other games. This won't be the last, but I think this one is probably for more than just the issue of getting games made and shipped.
Right.
Follow-up to a story that we previously did about the Switch being hard to find, Nintendo has announced that they have suspended shipments to Japan due to the coronavirus. So I put this on here just to update everybody. They're still shipping normally for North America right now.
Mm-hmm. They're just only not shipping to Japan.
Correct. It only has to do with the Japan region. Europe and U.S. are still receiving their normal updates. I still suggest that you not overpay for a Switch. You don't have to listen to me. You shouldn't pay extra money for a Switch right now. They'll be back. They're not gone forever.
But if you really want to, I have one. I'll give it to you for $500.
Well, there you go, Dan. Dan doing the right thing right now at the right time, extending an offer. It's there are a lot of people right now who are doing that and a lot of people who are paying that. I know. Really caution everybody to pump the brakes.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I won't do that.
We didn't talk about what we were playing because we talked forever at the beginning, but I wanted to.
We did.
I was talking to a friend of the show, Marshall205, about Animal Crossing. We're both playing it, as you know. And he said, I don't understand how you have all this money. I don't have money to do all these things. I'm like, I'm not doing anything special. And so it got me thinking, I'm like, maybe I should just see how much time I've actually put in Animal Crossing. Maybe that's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I am 90 hours in Animal Crossing, and I didn't realize that.
Is that the difference?
Oh, I'm sure that's why I have so much money. I apparently play it all the time. you get money by playing it, basically, because you're fishing and selling bugs and stuff. I just never would have guessed. I thought on the extreme end, I might be at 40 hours.
But you're at 90.
So I was at 80 when I checked it. I'm at 90 now. But yeah, it was very shocking to me. I'm sure I'll eclipse 100 hours very soon on that game, but I just would have never guessed I already had that much time in that game. Never.
Well, so I guess you really like it.
It's super good, and, you know, it's a bulk of the stuff. My house is one upgrade away from being totally upgraded, and there's some stuff where I'll kind of slow down, but I'll probably keep checking it daily for a long time.
Nothing wrong with that.
Their Switch is up for $200. You know, if you can stay in the normal price range, I think that's fine.
It looks like Animal Crossing Switch, with a Switch. Like, for it looks like the Switch Lights are about correct. The same price.
But you're talking $400 plus for a Switch.
For a Switch.
Switch proper.
Yes.
Don't pay that much, people. I understand also Switch Lights don't hook to the TV, so just know yes. that too. Our last story on here, I kind of put this on here for you. I want to pick your brain a little bit. Google Stadia Pro is now free for 2 months for anyone who signs up for it. All you need is a Google account, and you can play on a phone if it's compatible or a laptop in your browser window, and you can use an Xbox controller or a DualShock controller if you don't have a Stadia controller. So you can go right now to the website, to Stadia, to sign up for it. All you need is a Gmail account. As soon as you sign up, you can go in and cancel the auto-renew the second you sign up, and they will still give you the 2 free months to play it. You don't have to worry about being charged at the end or anything. You can cancel immediately with it. But it's going to give you access to everything that is on Stadia Pro right now. So that includes Thumper, Destiny 2, Guilt, SteamWorld Dig 2, SteamWorld Quest, Serious Sam Collection, Splitlings, and Stacks on Stacks on Stacks. So, something to think about. If you've been curious about it, you should go check it out. I do want to warn everybody, and it really shouldn't affect you if you haven't played it before, but because of the internet usage everyone has going on right now, Stadia has downgraded everything from 4K to 1080. So, it does mm-hmm. normally look a little bit different. I think in most cases, you won't really be able to tell the difference. So are you interested in trying this?
Nope.
It's free.
Not until it works on my TV.
Yeah. I mean, the only way it's going to work on your TV is if you can hook it.
I've said since the beginning that that was the key to bring me in. I want to buy just a controller and play on my TV.
Yeah. I just didn't know if you were curious because you can try it right now for 2 months.
No, because I don't have anything that I'd play it on.
You can play it on your computer.
I don't play on my computer, though.
With a controller, it would be the same.
I don't know. It's a much smaller screen.
I do want to let everybody know the cool thing about Stadia is whichever controller you use, it automatically, so if you hook a DualShock up to it, it'll change. It'll say press X. It won't say press A or whatever. It actually maps the buttons based on the controller you're using automatically. So I think that's a cool feature for people. Some people I know who play on Steam and stuff have to switch all that around and it never says the right button. So that's something cool that Stadia does. So if you are considering it, like I said, I do suggest that you cancel as soon as you sign up just so that you can play it. Not have to worry about being charged, and you can decide after the fact if you want to keep it going or not.
No, because I want to use the Stadia controller.
Yeah, it's got a good feel to it.
I want to use the Stadia. You know, I want to spend the $70 on the controller.
Yeah,
or $60 or whatever it is. I don't want the Chromecast.
I just think this is a neat way for people to see if the service is going to work for them on their internet and everything. Because like
no,
I mean,
I have no doubt. That's not an issue. I'm not concerned with that.
It's 2 months for free. Just make sure you cancel and you have access to all of those games. Guilt is an exclusive made by Tequila Works, who made Rhyme. So that, you know, I've spoke about Guilt in the past, but you know, you can jump on and play it. I think Stacks on Stacks on Stacks and Splitlings are both the timed exclusives, as well. So you can play some Stadia exclusive stuff if you're jumping on during this 2 month free period. If you're somebody like me who left the pro subscription on, they're actually credited your account for 2 months so that you won't be paying for the same two. It works the same for you, so they're not fucking you just because you're paying. Like apparently a lot of gym memberships are.
Mm-hmm.
Reading a lot about the gym memberships. still charging folks, even though they can't go.
I've seen that too.
So yeah, Gerald, are you going to check out Stadia? I know you sold yours. Nope, hard no. I figured this would be all you free. It's like a bat symbol for you. Up in there, whenever they put that free up, thought you'd be all over this.
I don't think it's games he's interested in, really, even though they're free. And I don't want to go through everything to hook up my controller to this and then unhook it and hook it back up to this. I want the Google controller to work on whichever version of Chromecast I'm running on whatever unit.
Yeah, I think I think you have to plug the DualShock in. So I think it still works for the PS4 if it's not plugged in. I think you plug it in. I don't think it's wireless. I think only Stadia is wireless right now. I don't even know if Stadia is wireless on the computer or not right now.
But yeah, I don't.
Wireless.
I don't have any desire to play on my computer.
Yeah.
Screen.
I'm interested. If they see a bump from this, you know, it's not strictly, hey, we're good people, so we're gonna let you play. I mean, there is a business side to this. They're hoping a lot of people sign up and don't cancel.
Right.
And you know, they get some extra cash flow that way. They brought in some super big names. We've talked about it, but I'm definitely interested to see
where it goes.
Where it goes, and if this helps or if this hurts, or you know, I've heard people early on saying they're jumping in and they're having connection issues and they have fast internet, so it's turning them off.
Yeah,
you know, I still have had a fairly good experience with Stadia, though I don't play it much. So I spend more time in the Stadia app than I do playing Stadia.
I believe seeing what's there, deciding if you really want to get
around.
That.
Yeah,
I get that.
But I still play. I've paid the $10 every month that you've been paying. So since, what is that, since March I've been paying?
Yeah. On my phone, I do that all the time with the, you know, with the App Store.
Yeah.
Any apps I'm interested in?
Yeah. So I still think there's a place for Stadia. I still think it will be something that sticks around for some time. And I hope people who are curious take advantage of the free 2 months. I don't know when it will end. But it is still going at time of recording. So check it out if you're interested. Also, you're stuck at home right now and you don't have any other games. This is a great way to start. If you don't have any consoles and you're stuck at home,
go for it.
You can have more than enough games. Hell, you could just play through Destiny 2 in the whole time that you're at home. Like, there's more than enough game there to play through stuff. So if you're interested, check that out. That's it for the news this week.
Big week.
That's it. We will jump over to shout-outs. We're not going to do shout-outs this week. There's just too much going on right now. I feel like it doesn't make sense to give shout-outs.
Yeah.
So we will send our best to Zach and to Thomas. I know Thomas just recently made the move. He didn't move to Nashville like he thought he might, but he did make a move. He has real internet now, so that's super exciting.
Nice.
Yeah, he has
congratulations,
fiber.
Bro.
Yeah. There's a Sharknado VR game coming out for PlayStation.
Yes, there is.
I bet that is hot garbage.
Also, even though he's a friend of the show, Garrett, congratulations to him and his wife on their second child.
Big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal.
Huge deal. And Zach, we haven't heard from you in a while. Maybe let us know you're doing okay. I know that you're out there in the shit, much like Dan is. So you're in an area that's hit pretty hard.
He lives
in
much, much more of a city than I do, but yeah.
Yeah. So let us know there. And we hope everybody that listens is just being safe out there and, not shaking hands or bumping uglies.
None of that. That's right.
Right. Save your dual sense for after the pandemic dies down is what we're saying. That's a weird Easter episode.
It's a lot
of hot
Easter.
Dog talk, a lot of sexy talk.
It's a weird Easter. So
yeah,
I guess
a lot
that
of
makes
lubricant
sense.
And dick references.
There was some of those.
This Sharknado game looks bad.
Yeah, it doesn't look good at all.
It's a shooter, I guess. You just shoot the sharks as they fly through the
air. You shoot the sharks as they fly by.
What do you use? It's some sort of like laser gun.
Oh.
Is that canon to the Sharknado universe? I've never watched one.
I don't know. I haven't either.
Okay.
I'd like to sit down and watch all six one day, but
I hear they're like a silly, goofy, good time.
That's what I hear too. That's why I want to check them out.
Hmm.
So I don't know.
Not a lot. What's this? Go up a little bit. One more game. Let's see. What's this game here? This one.
A Room Where Art Conceals.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Hmm.
I don't know what that would be.
You have to research it and see.
I wonder if it's an experience and not a game. Oh, it's a scary game.
I don't know. No.
That face is a scary face.
Well, that that's based, yeah, I don't know. It's got something to do with paintings. I can see that. I don't know.
It's for PSVR. I think I'm going to break out the VR. It's been way too long since I played it, so I think I'm going to break that out soon.
Go for it.
I like how Gerald looked up the purple mattress this one time while we talked, and now he gets an ad before every YouTube
video. Every time, yep. Oh, yeah, so yeah. It's like being in different artists' paintings.
That's kind of neat, especially if you're a big art buff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us. Thanks for being here during these trying times. Thanks for listening. Again, if you know anybody that's stuck at home and looking for something to do, maybe suggest that they check us out. Maybe they don't start with this episode, but it is what it is.
They could start with this one if they want to. It's fine. the important thing is it doesn't matter what episode it is. We bring something for everyone.
Yeah. And also, it doesn't matter how you start. It's all about how you finish.
Right.
It's another thing I've learned.
That's true, too.
The start. No one's going to remember the start if you finish right.
That's right.
So we'll try to close out this episode hard and make sure you're all impressed with how hard we closed out.
Boom.
This has been episode 378. We appreciate your ears. We appreciate your time. Be safe out there. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.